Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, it's been a bit of a Chinese fire drill in the O'Mara household as we are preparing for the migration. We are nomads. We are striking the tents. We are rounding up the camels, and we are preparing to head to the Great White North. It is crazy, crazy, crazy in our household.
Is it still surreal that you live in... Because the idea of people living in two places year-round is not necessarily something that everybody does... As they did back in, I would say, Rob or mom's or your mom's day.
Well, the nomadic lifestyle went out of fashion years ago.
Yeah. No, the fact is that I haven't, because of a variety of reasons, I haven't been up there in summertime for a year, for a full year. So the idea of going back up, it's exciting. We explored many different ways of getting up north, and then ultimately we are just throwing crap in the car and moving our way up there because we couldn't afford to do it any other way. A lot of the
I think that's the most convenient way, though.
And it gives you, it puts you in control.
Yeah. Yeah. The soft seniors like to put their car on a car carrier and
call
somebody and say, take it. We're going to the
air. Well, you could also do the auto train, no? And that would get you almost all the way.
Yeah, but he, no. Remember the day he dragged a boat to Maine?
Yes, I did.
Like, that was no fun.
And that you said that was the most insane thing I've ever done in my life.
Put it on wheels, and you said, "No, I'm just going to drag it."
Yeah, and at one point where Rofo was going to drag the boat, and it was just all of it was didn't work.
Rofo
out the way
was in the boat.
Yes,
it was horrible.
Whole thing.
Well, when you love homes, here's my segue. Thursday, this is Thursday.
Right.
It is June 22nd, and we are glad to be here on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we are very, very pleased to welcome a couple of people that have had a foray into the world, the confusing, conjuring, mystifying world of reality television. We'd like to welcome Mike and Penny. They are from Gaithersburg. Let's give them a nice
hey.
Round.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
On Sunday.
Really, really great to be here.
On Sunday, they will be appearing on HGTV's Lakefront Bargain Hunt.
Could you say that like a disc jockey? I think it calls for it.
We're going to welcome Mike and Penny Dye from HGTV's Lakefront Bargain Hunt.
Goodbye.
They're going to be, they got involved with the good people at Lakefront Bargain Hunt and found a fabulous bargain on the lake. Here it is. Reality television. There's so many shows about homes. And by the way, down here in Southwest Florida, when you go into a doctor's office, like a surgeon who's going to cut you open and give you a new hip, these house renovation shows are everywhere. That's what I watch. That's what he has on. I think he researched it. It's fascinating because we all want to know what's the deal, and we all want to know about value and prices and Lakefront Bargain Hunt. I guess the best way to describe it, it's quite simply... each week, a different couple hops on this show, and they want to buy waterfront property, not on a river, not on the ocean, on a lake. It's got to be on a
This show, Mike, specifically is about a lake. There's a beachfront show as well.
But yeah, they have the other categories.
Beachfront. This mean, HGTV's Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
Yeah.
Is there beachfront bargain?
Oh, there is.
There's bargains everywhere.
Is there mountain bargain hunt?
I haven't seen that, but. Lakefront.
Is there assisted living facility bargain hunt?
That's what's on at your doctor's office.
Yeah. Wow. Now we're cooking.
So let me give a little... The show is coming up 8 p.m. on HGTV. You can see these two people we're talking to this coming Sunday. This is Mike and Penny.
This is cool.
They're from Gaithersburg.
Hey,
by the way, Gaithersburg, Maryland, home of my teeth-cutting career moves, the Raffles 2 Lounge in the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel, where I set sales records on Fridays and Saturday nights in the 80s.
Yeah, the old Holiday Inn there, right? Yeah,
the plaque is still there.
The Marriott. Oh, which is
how
now a Hilton.
Yes. How
is it,
dare
is it still
you?
There? Is it? Cause it's kind of. I would imagine it's kind of old looking now.
But it's right next to the Sam's Club now, and it's a Hilton now.
Hilton, Mike.
It's a Hilton.
Hilton property.
God, bastards. The Hilton's took it over.
But
oh,
it
no.
is walking distance from the fairgrounds, so you got that going for you.
That's cool. That's very, very cool.
Montgomery County at its best.
Mike, I could tell you stories about that particular place.
I'd love to hear them someday.
You guys go on this show. And I got a million questions because it's reality TV. So you go on this show and you're local and you've listened to me and we brought you in because we're fascinated with reality television. So lakefront, just correct me if I get it wrong. Lakefront bargain hunt. People want to get a lake house and this tells the story about what they look at and how they do it. And then at the end of the show, everybody buys the house that they want. It's different tiers. And by the way, you're looking at a certain price point, so yeah. There's a bargain angle to it. And then at the end of the show, you settle on the show on the house that you have picked, preferably the one that's right in the middle.
Yeah.
And you live in that happily ever after. Did I miss anything?
That's the way the story is told.
Yeah.
Mike, I've seen personally, I would say no less than 30 of these episodes.
Yeah, it's in its sixth season.
There's not a reality show, Oscar, that you ever missed.
I love it because the idea, it's basically a master's class in, I've got three houses I'm going to choose from, and I have a wish list, the realtor's going to show them, and this is almost, it's even on Beachfront Bargain Hunt. You've got the same formula. You walk in, you meet the realtor. He's like, I have this couple, Mike and Penny, and they are looking for a home for $300,000, whatever it may be, and they want X, X, and X.
It's almost like the producer tells them what to say.
Oh, yeah. If you're talking about the D.C. area, there is no such show as Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
No.
I'm sorry, there's just no freaking way.
They never really do one in Bethany or Ocean City.
Yeah, you never get to do it in Bethany.
No. There's no bargains there.
You know what would be good for D.C.? Spite House Bargain Hunt.
Yeah.
We could get a really... Thin House.
I would have totally done that. Totally done that. That would have been fun.
Spite House. So you go in. How does the whole thing germinate? Because I don't think there's anybody in America that hasn't thought about if they're buying a house or if they're renovating their own property or if they're looking for something. Hey, I'd love to get on one of these shows because maybe I can get myself a deal because they'll help me out. How do you get involved with something like that, Mike?
Well, we bought this house and we really did get a bargain. We stole this place. We got a really good deal on it. And about 3 months after we bought the house, I got a call from my realtor and he said, do you want to be on TV? There's this show on HGTV that I did an episode on. And, you know, they're looking for someone who got a good deal. And I said, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, no, I'm going to stop you right there because this immediately makes me think. When I watch the program,
right.
It looks like you get out of a van and at the lake, and then you walk around and you look at properties. So this is you doing your own stuff, and then you recreate your house hunting? Is that how that works?
Reality TV ain't real.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're in here right now.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome. And don't tell the producers. I don't want them to take the check back.
Okay, yeah. So now you brought it up, so I got to ask you. So you've picked your house up, and then... When they shoot the show, do you go back and re and take a look at the different properties that you had, and then they pull it like off of an MLS or something and show the pictures and they say this is what we're looking at, and so it's all done kind of retroactively. Is that the way it's done?
That is correct. We didn't look at the houses we looked at before. Obviously, we bought a house, so we looked at that house, but they found two other houses for us to look at.
This is like Pulp Fiction. It's totally out of sequence. It's like Pulp Fiction.
It's total Conjuring. It's busted. They are going to take the check.
At the root, he found the bargain.
Yeah.
Yes, but at the root, I'm watching a television show that says I'm choosing between this house and this house and this house, and they bought it like in 2012. Mm.
They should run a super on the screen that says chances are he'll pick the house he owns.
I feel like we're telling two grown men, because I already knew, that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Oh, but the Easter Bunny's real.
I understand the process might have been done. What I didn't understand, the way Mike's explaining it, and Penny, how are you? I just want to say
good.
Hi to you, too.
Thank
That's
you.
Good.
And, your husband's
by the
monopolizing
way,
Mike time.
Penny, I have to
blabber mouth.
What else is new?
Something that also has indicated to me when I watched this show, I want to find out if it was real. Did you have final say, Penny?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Good. Okay, just double checking. That's very, you know.
She never talks this little until there's a microphone in her face.
That's okay.
Same thing happened on the show.
Yeah, Mike O'Mara, I was nervous on the show.
That's okay. Happy, yeah. but remember, happy life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. Big
win. Here it is. So the thing is, you... you buy your house, and you get your house, and then after the fact, they said, "Oh, we'll take these two comparable properties that might be for sale." They were really on the market.
I mean, they were on the market. These two homes that
okay,
well,
so the houses
the comps were currently on the market.
Yeah.
All right, the comps are currently on the market. My head's exploding though, because the fact is that these houses that are currently on the market, you're going back and showing pictures of the house that you have already probably moved into from when it was for sale.
Is that a great question?
Oh, wow. Oh, they took all our pictures down. You had to move all our stuff out.
No, because of copyright issues.
Yep. Oh my God!
See,
wow.
I'm telling the truth here. You're saying you've got two people that are going to be on this reality TV show. Why are you booking them? Because I find the questions I have flow more like water than if I had a major movie star in here, because this is so fascinating to me. The next thing I would say to you is, so we're right back where we started with, how do you get involved with the show? How do you, you purchased your house, you're sitting there, you're happy. Was it in your mind all along?
Nope.
Or do you, how did it work?
Realtor called me, asked me if I wanted to be on TV. Seriously, so the realtor called.
Yeah.
So they go through the realtor, big realty.
Here's another question. I'm sorry, I'm going nuts here. Okay. Here's another question. The houses that are spotlighted on this show, are they all in the same collection of the realtor that called you?
He was listing them all, yeah.
Ah!
Yep. And he knew the right couple. Yeah. You guys have a... like a sweet dynamic, good for camera, Mike. Why not?
Good-looking couple, yeah. TV to a photogenic couple, and you know they've got a house and they're ready to go. So make it happen.
So you buy your place up at Deep Creek. I'm familiar with that because my insurance guy, my buddy Bill, he bought. I don't know if he still has it. Might have sold it. He had a place up at Deep Creek, a beautiful place, and kind of what I like about it, an unknown. Not unknown, but just not as well traveled as, say, if you're going down to Lake Anna or you're going to Ocean City or a place like that. Deep Creek has always been, you know, western part of Maryland. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Nice and cool up above the humidity.
Above the humidity and a relatively short drive for D.C. So you decide you're going to get this place at Deep Creek. The realtor calls you after the fact and says, would you like to be on the show, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then after the realtor calls you to say you're on the show, they're going to give you, what is their hook?
What's the pitch?
What's the stipend?
Well,
is there a consideration?
You've known me for about 15 minutes now, Mike. You know why I wanted to be on TV, because I wanted to be on TV.
I bet that drives a lot of people.
You know thyself, people? I like Mike. I like Mike already. Let me tell you why, because Mike, I knew that when he was in here, because he was chatting before we did the show, so I knew immediately. So you want to be, that's a lure to a lot of people, and Oscar will tell you.
There was a nice three-digit check that came along with it.
Yeah. Oh, three digits?
Yeah, only three digits, yeah.
Still?
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it for the three digits.
Yeah, but you're not going to take the three digits.
No, right.
Yeah.
We had a nice dinner.
Wow.
So the process of doing this, because I'm trying to find, and really, I'm not going to be difficult on the producers, because I really am going to try to find these socially redeeming
quality.
They were
the nicest people in the world. We had so much fun.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
You can stop payment even on small checks, Mike.
Nah. The question I have is, so they do this. What is the... If I'm Joe Schmo, if I'm Oscar Santana sitting in my home thinking I'd like to live on a lake at some point in my career, what is the benefit? What does this show give you? What are they, outside of just looking at the properties, are there any, because I don't see any like strategies. They're really kind of, you know,
well, I like this bedroom, but the other house had more access to the lake. The one had a little thing driving down.
What is the benefit of this show? What's somebody going to get out of this show by watching it?
Well, it's pretty much. How you like that, Mike?
No, I'm sorry. That's
we'll
it.
Now
that's
pause right. for station yes. identification.
I just wanted to give her some happy wife time.
Yes. Oh, man. Mike looked
the
at his
Dye
wife,
family
Penny.
Will be a little richer. That's what the HGTV gets out of.
Penny said, I want to take this one because she wanted to communicate and
go
get
ahead,
the mic
Penny,
time.
Right. And pretty much the show was about, you know, you don't have to be a millionaire to buy a vacation home, you know, and this is really
very
a bargain.
True.
So
yeah.
Let me, if you don't mind me asking, what was the price that you got and what did you get for the money? Are you blowing it by talking about it?
No, I don't think so. We literally Mike, we went to look at a bunch of places. We had our mind made up on another place. And the first place that we liked was the one we ended up buying. And they'd had a water heater break. And I like working on things. So I thought, that's the perfect house for me.
Okay, so now right there I've learned something. Yeah. I mean, the fact is, if you have any do-it-yourself or abilities, you will do it. I think of Deep Creek Lake as pretty pricey stuff, right? I mean,
but
pretty
expensive. For some reason, when we were looking, the condo market was saturated. We got this thing lakefront with a dock for
$270,000. Yeah, wow. Mike, you can't get a condo in DC for that much.
You can't get that. We had to jump on it. We had to do it.
Smart man.
And the dock is worth $70,000.
It truly is.
Seriously. Yeah.
When you go in with this realtor and they start doing the show, do you have any say so as to the properties? Does he give you a bunch of comps to look at and you say, yeah, we'd probably look at that one. We'd probably look at that one.
Told us where we are going to go, what we will see.
All of it is controlled.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
There's probably one that's usually smaller.
Make real estate great again.
And one that's usually larger. And like, they're creating a storyline, right? And they didn't even create the storyline. They already had the story.
Had the ending.
How do we reverse engineer this for TV?
That's exactly right.
How close were they? Did they coach you on your opinions of the house?
Not at all. That one was totally us. We would go in and give our initial reaction.
Right.
And then the producer would say, give it to us a different way. He sounded like Harvey Fierstein. So I'd go.
I want to make sure you
know. No, that's exactly right, Mike. He would go, that was perfect. Just like that. But this time, what I want you to say
by the way,
is.
This show is going to have like 14,000 people watching it from our audience.
I love this.
There's going to be a guy at HGTV with a cigar saying, I don't know what happened. It's our best episode ever.
Mention the water. You're not happy with the proximity to the water. That's what I want to make sure you do.
They put up GoPros in our windshield so they could take pictures of us driving around.
Yeah.
Like you were pretending to go.
Yeah.
He's like, point over here. Mike?
Now, Mike, what I want you to do is point over there and tell Penny about the first time you ever went to Deep Creek Lake.
Oh, my God. I hope I get to Maine early enough to watch this show on Sunday.
It'll be on demand as well.
Of course.
Play it 20 times.
So now it's Sunday, by the way. It's going to be on HGTV on Sunday.
8 p.m.
And are all the, on the lakefront thing, is the angle always under 300K? Is that always the way it works most of the time, or what?
I don't know if there's a specific dollar amount.
Each family has their budget and their max budget. Mm-hmm. So they walk and they say, Mike and Penny have a max budget of $300,000. So-and-so from this branch is going to show them around. Hopefully we can find them a dream home on the lake.
How much work did you have to do on the property to get it for that the bargain that you got?
Oh, I've already renovated one bathroom. We're going to do the kitchen next fall. We rent it part-time, so I have to do all the renovations during the off-peak season for rentals.
Look at this guy.
So you're handy. Yeah. You can do a whole rent. Like you could put a granite countertop and tile it down. You can do all that yourself.
What do you know about chimneys?
You know, Oscar, when you went through your stuff and you said you took out your
radiators. Yeah.
You asked Penny. We were driving to the lake at this time. I go, Oscar, what are you doing?
I wish you would have drone to Georgetown. Knock on every door because there were still three left.
All this does is bring home the fact that what you said to me a million years ago about reality television.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, I think Mike's said it. I mean, I've known this because I've, you know, been around for so long and I've purchased so many homes. I have to tell you this, that, you know, if you can do stuff yourself, if you are a do-it-yourselfer, I mean, really, and so many people really aren't.
I learned that the hard way.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, Dad, rest his soul. That's what he taught me was how to take care of stuff.
Do you have time? I never got that from my dad.
Yeah, do you have time on the weekends? My father's out of town all the
time. Well, my son is actually settling on a house today in Baltimore.
Is he?
And so I'll be spending weekends in Baltimore helping him. But when I'm done with that, Oscar, I'll come back.
So that's totally
exactly what I work in front of a keyboard all day, so being able to swing a hammer is awesome.
God, I don't even have a family member
that does
that.
Maybe I could be a foster kid.
It's sad, right? Teach me this. When you come from everybody, it's like, not that, you know, my father, and you said God rest his soul, I say God rest my dad's soul, but, you know, it's like, you know, I'm sorry, Dad, doing the New York Times crossword puzzle in pen isn't getting my bathroom refurbished, you know?
My dad rushed me off the phone on Father's Day because he had his other family to hang out with.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
You're giving a nice, warm
I've got
call.
Mike here in studio.
Right.
Yeah, my Father's Day
my card
and Penny.
Yeah, my Father's Day's call with my father was, well, that's all well and good, but I've got the DVR of the CBS Sunday morning. I got to go.
Mike and Penny Dye are going to be featured on this fabulous program, Lakefront Bargain Hunt. It's going to be Sunday night. They're from the local D.C. area, and they went up and got this dream house. So if you'd like to see their fairy tale that comes on HGTV on
I'll be watching
Sunday night,
I will.
Check Mike and Penny, I did all the talking and asked all the questions. You got anybody you want to say hi to or anything you want to do on our show, anything we can do for you, we will not be giving you a check.
That's not even two digits?
One digit.
No,
okay.
no,
that would be cash.
Yeah, give him something for give him a coffee down at the Starbucks.
I want to see your face when I hand you a dollar.
That's right.
Do you have any kids, guys?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my sons, Michael and Anthony. And
Jasmine.
That's
my
right.
Daughter.
And aww. True or false, so you tried to work as many references to this podcast the show while you were filming.
I did. I don't know if any of them made it, Mike, because they really worked us over, but I tried to say, don't get happy.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if any of them made it, but I tried.
Oh, now I'm even more intrigued. If you did it like without mentioning specifically the show, then they might, because they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. And I jumped off the boat. They had me jump off the boat screaming stuff, which I felt like an idiot, but I kept screaming. I jumped off going, TMOS! So I hope that one made the cut. That one
is awesome.
Beautiful.
Let's give I even said rats on crack once.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome.
Mike and Penny Dye, good luck with the show. I'll be watching it, and I will DVD it, and oh my God.
Okay, we'll see you in New Orleans, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Yeah.
Look how sweet they are.
And hello to Netkoff, my brother from a Norwegian mother.
Oh my God, Lev Netkoff, back in our favor.
Yeah, Lev.
So if I get, I will watch the whole show. If we get one Don't Get Happy, I will be thrilled out of my mind.
Totally awesome.
Fantastic.
Can't wait.
Thank you, kids. We will start the show in a minute. It's Thirsty Thursday, and we will start the program right after this. Start the show, Rob. We're set to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Old woman.
Man.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony. Be quiet!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios. Thank you for the message, Cappy. Thank you. I appreciate that from our Washington, D.C. studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast around the world, all the way from Sacramento to Botswana. And we have loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on the air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888. Stop twitching, Tony. Pony. Tony.
He got the twitch.
Anyway, sometimes, God damn, it's at the bottom of my screen. It's like this.
Well, he had to move over a notch, and it upsets the apple cart.
It is not like moving once the show starts.
It's so twitchy.
Yeah, it is not okay.
We're on now. The show is brought to you by Sleep Number. The good folks at Sleep Number have introduced the most amazing bed ever, the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. This is a brand new product. It's designed for your best possible sleep. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. Now, with new responsive air technology, the bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you. This is so very cool.
It's cool.
So you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. I want one. I want one. I want one.
Others, Mike,
most
others.
Most people, sorry, it's my birthday. Most people fall asleep faster if their feet are gently warmed, and the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed can pre-warm each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. Does your bed do that? I think not.
No.
Today. Plus, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and last twice as long. And 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. My Sleep Number settings an 85, Carlos is a 65, and last night my Sleep Number score was a 90, only because I was tossing and turning excited about my big trip. It's time to meet
birthday
the
trip.
It's time to meet the bed that can only... That's what you want to do. Drive 9 hours on concrete to
celebrate.
Right. 58.
With candles.
It's time to meet the bed that can only come from Sleep Number, the 360 Smart Bed. And that's the only place you'll find it. Now's a great time to come in during the lowest prices of the season where you can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061. Or visit sleepnumber.com to find a Sleep Number store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and he would love to talk more about the 360 Smart Bed, but it's hard to do if it's not delivered to his home.
To his home.
Sounds fantastic. I do love the product. Greetings. Welcome. It is June 22nd, 58 years ago today.
Happy birthday!
Yay, Mike!
This is O'Mara, and how am I celebrating? Not by talking about me. No, not by talking about me, because that would be foolish, because it's not about me, even on the day of my 58th birthday.
No. Thursday's birthdays.
It is about you, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all about you.
Haven't we done enough?
Give.
That's what you do.
Michael G. O'Mara.
It's all about you.
58.
It's all about you.
More than half a century.
All the time.
Yeah.
All these things that I do.
Certainly is.
It's all about you.
42 until 100.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Rofo. Saw those meaty arms go up in the air. Yes,
I threw you up a 5 and an 8.
Yeah, that was some sort of spastic gesture. I don't know what
that
was.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. All right,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Did you throw up your hand and then an 8? Like a 5 hand and then an 8?
Yeah, I did a 5 and a 3, but I think I got them squished around.
Ham
the whole mirror thing, yeah, you know.
Rofo doing gang signs. Hello.
Worth it.
First letter, this is Connor ever. Lee, and I want to wish my dad a happy birthday and a happy belated Father's Day. He has been there for me for a lot of things, including the Boy Scouts of America. Well, hey, it's a Boy Scout letter to
I like
start,
that. Very nice? Good.
His favorite show is The Simpsons, so I'm sure he would love it if you guys would please sing him happy birthday in the voice of any Simpsons character. I love your show and listen to it on car rides. Thanks from Connor. P.S. Pony smells. Well, not the pony smells didn't help his case. Rob, I believe a lazy request.
But also, Mike, if he's a Boy Scout, he might just be a kid.
A child?
Yeah, I mean, and based on the grammar.
I'm hoping that's the case. May I try one if you don't mind?
Oh, you want to do one?
Well, if you want, go ahead. A Simpsons voice.
What? You're going to tell us which voice?
Or not singing. How about just saying happy birthday?
Okay, because I can do one Simpsons voice, sort of.
Yeah. Three, two.
Don't need a countdown.
One.
Happy birthday!
No, that's the
gingerbread man.
Oh, sorry. No.
All right, go ahead, Rob.
I mean, I'm nervous doing a voice in front of you, but I'll try the best I can. Okay. This is for Connor's dad.
Hey, Connor's dad! Happy birthday!
That's the drunk in the bar.
Barney Gumble.
Barney.
Yeah.
All right.
Or it could also be Sam Hupp.
All right, he didn't mention his dad's name.
No. Papa.
Sorry. Can't do it. Can't do it. Well, yep. But do you think it's a child?
I do. But you know what, Mike?
I wish he'd mention the father's name.
Yeah!
Connor, sir, if you're gonna mention a birthday, you might as well include the name of the dad. That's the way it works.
Don't!
Anyway. Hi, guys. My five-year-old just came in. And by the way, how many of you think that Connor was hip to this based on the fact that he saw the video of the Simpsons thing?
That's probably one of our highest rated videos.
And I really, really hope Connor is not one of those 19-year-old kids that's still chasing Eagle Scout. Well, always looks awkward when the uniform is like
an adult kid in a
46 long. You don't want
that. Hi, guys. My five-year-old just came in, and we had the following conversation. Five-year-old, our garden is broken. Me, what? Five-year-old, we still have no little sounds growing like the guy in your car. Me, he is pretending. Five-year-old looks at me like I'm the stupidest person who ever lived and then walks away. A young Rob mobber in the making. Keep up the funny Robilato.
Our garden's broken.
The little sounds aren't coming up. He was looking in the garden for sounds. That's adorable. Moving right along. Greetings, ladies, gentlemen, and Mac. I just wanted to announce that as of today, my dad, Victor Cook, is cancer-free.
Yeah!
He went in for surgery for a kidney removal on May 31st, and after several setbacks with numerous infection issues, the renal cell carcinoma is gone, and he is now home and in the sole care of my mother, God help him, Merle Rogers.
Awesome, though. I love happy cancer stories.
That's great news, Merle. Way to go. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, et al., I wrote last week, excited over a T-shirt design that I'd created for the NOLA show. In hindsight, it was an obvious misstep.
Obvious.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about my rave out on that. Listen, for those of you that react to me, don't.
Yeah.
I rave out about something every single day. There's really no need to, I'm like Trump, but don't take me seriously, okay? There's really no need.
Well, I think there's no need for a butt there.
Yes, thank you. I should have anticipated there would be an official NOLA T-shirt. Oscar, does this mean we have to get this in the works, like, relatively soon?
That's what I'm working on.
Okay.
Because that's what they want, Mike.
Yeah, they want the T-shirt.
Give the people what they want.
They get what they want.
In my excitement, we should definitely get them out thinking about birthday season. In my excitement...
It's your birthday, Mike. Happy birthday. I'm excited about your birthday trip.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. Did you guys have a bet? Now, you're looking over at your brother there.
Just because I do. No.
Did you have like a bet as to how many times I would before, how long I would go before I mentioned
nary a discussion. I just always like to look at Oscar and make sure we're doing okay.
By the way, I see you on camera, so when you'll say something like that, happy birthday, Mike. Good luck with your birthday on your birthday trip. And then I'll pretend the camera is Oscar.
Okay.
I'll be Rob, okay? Happy birthday, Mike. Hope you enjoy your birthday on your birthday day.
There was a bet on how many times we could put birthday into a sentence.
Oh,
there was okay. no bet. Also, anyway. Mike, this happens mostly during the mailbag and the audio vault. I'd look over at Oscar to make sure he's still awake.
Yeah, I usually black out.
I'm just checking.
Anyway, I should have anticipated there'd be an official NOLA T-shirt, but in my excitement and enthusiasm, the obvious escaped me. Rest assured that I would sooner cut off my arm than use it to snatch food from the mouths of your loved ones, except Mac. I pull a bun off his plate in a heartbeat.
Max bun.
But I digress. I hereby rescind all encouragements of fellow listeners to create anything that might encroach, minimize, or otherwise damage the show's bottom line. As penance, I will follow the advice of Mr. Stein and buy a T-shirt from you the very instant they're available. I may even give my custom job a Viking funeral. Is he the one that said we'll do it live?
Yeah, it was the We'll Do It Live shirt.
Okay, I humbly beg the grace of your forgiveness. What a moron. I think that T-shirt might be good enough to actually use as the one that we're
Yeah, send over the art form.
I like it.
Send the art form, we'll use your T-shirt, and that'll be the one we use.
We need
a PNG. Is
everybody
down with that?
EPS file.
And we'll
got to have. We'll tweak it with some New Orleans stuff on it, but we'll
Fleur de
Lis,
we'll send him a one-digit check.
I humbly beg the grace of your forgiveness, and Mike Harper.
Mike Harper.
Citizen Ordinaire. So, Mike, I want to work with you because I love that T-shirt. In fact, I'm still thinking of it. That's why I remember it, and that's fantastic. Next letter says, men, I'm in the hospital. I was admitted for observation because during a visit to the ER, an enzyme test came back abnormal. I've been listening to TMOS Live to boost my spirits, and it's working. Thanks, guys. Eric Parker.
Parker.
In North Highlands, California. And the hashtag disturbs me.
I love the hashtag. Best part of the letter.
The hashtag says amputate this.
Hashtag amputate this.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, this is just a fun game I played when I was in the hospital. And I will tell you this, Eric. When the nurse comes down to do any procedure whatsoever, it might be changing an IV, t- taking blood.
Sure.
Taking your, well, not taking your temperature, but if she uses the one on your forehead, anything where they touch you, mm-hmm. at the moment of contact between the nurse and you, do this. Go.
Like Krusty the Clown.
Fun for me.
That is fun.
Good morning, gents. Every now and then, Mike mentions that there are moments in his life that he wishes he could pick up the phone and call his mom. Oh, God, don't get me. I'm going to get all verklempt because that I had that moment this morning. That was always the first call I would get. Something like this happened to me on Father's Day. My grandfather taught me how to golf, and we would play every morning during the summer before I was old enough to have a job. He passed in January, and I took a small amount of his ashes and placed them in a keychain urn, which now hangs in my golf bag. Oh, that's sweet.
That's neat.
Well, it has never been more evident that he was with me on the golf course than it was on that Sunday, because I hit my first hole-in-one. Oh, I love that.
Cool.
It was a bittersweet moment, though, because while I was thrilled to share it with my dad, I always imagined that Papa would be my first phone call if I were to achieve this rare feat. As always, gentlemen, thank you for bringing the funny. Ian, not pronounced like that D-bag Ziering. That's right. Ian, not Ian.
Right.
Ian Cubitt. And what a great story.
That's nice. Isn't that a good Father's Day story? Letter.
And my sister called me. She always called, but I haven't returned her call yet because she called it a little later than, anyway.
Well, I'm sure she called at a time that was convenient to her.
I had a visitor this morning at 7 a.m. I had a visitor. The judge is back in town for the weekend, and he came over. The judge came over to say hi.
At 7?
He called me last night, and they were like,
sure.
And I was getting ready for the trip, so I couldn't go out there. So I said, come by in the morning. He said, well, we're playing golf at 8. I'll come by at 7, and he's a cool guy. So hi, Judge. Just want to say, looking forward to seeing you in the fall.
Danny.
Good morning, guys. Danny, are you good or bad? My wife is going to be in Florida for 2 weeks for work, and I was wondering if there's anything I should warn her about. Oh, my God. Oh, hold on a second. Also, what does a Florida accent sound like? I think she should learn it so she doesn't stand out.
You got to blend in, right?
Eric Berry, Sparks, Nevada. There is no Florida accent. They are a hodgepodge of accents from everywhere. If you go to the northern part of the state, you may get a bit of a cracker southern accent type of thing. But down here, what you really have to watch out for are the crazies. The crazies that populate the state. Florida men, all right? Now, you can identify most Florida men very easily. They are riding bicycles.
And you know what?
Grown men
and
riding
multiple
bicycles.
Sunspots on their skin.
Yes, and you know, and also
I'm keeping an eye on that one.
Jean shorts, shorts,
a lot of that,
and carrying stuff.
Yes,
like an unusually inordinate amount of stuff.
It's like they're going camping, but for life. Yes.
Is there a basket on the bike for carrying stuff?
It depends. There can be a bicycle. By the way, the bicycles can be any variety. They can be tricycles. They you know, regular riding bikes, beach bikes. But they're
love a good beach bike.
Unicycle.
Banana seat. Yeah, a unicycle.
And, oh, and, the know, penny farthing, the bicycle with the really big front wheel.
Exactly.
And the small back wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
And if any of them at all say to you, like my body.
Oh, no.
Run for your lives. TMOS family, I'm writing to wish myself a happy 40th birthday. I know. This is not the usual way to do it. Let me explain. My partner, Eileen, refuses to listen to any talk radio. Mm. Hell, she can't even listen to a song all the way through. Errand runs, outings, and road trips are brutal. She is constantly flipping through every GD radio station known to man. So what did I do? I purchased TMOS NOLA Live tickets as an anniversary present. I'll get her to listen one way or another, and maybe she'll get to know the TMOS family that I know and love. Proudly from the 20112, Manassas, Liz Urban, P.S. Happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, that's very kind.
Thank you, Liz.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know what? There is a way to get people to listen if they're not in the fold just yet. Sequester them and bring them to the live show.
Force
That'd
it.
That'd be good, yeah.
Yes.
Force it. Moving right along. Hi, Mike. Happy birthday. I was putzing around the internet a few weeks ago, as I tend to do, and found a recipe that was supposedly from the Whitehall Inn. I thought that I would try it and surprise you with a birthday gift, but was warned by my bride that they might not travel well in the mail. So, in grand TMOS fashion, please enjoy this picture of the Whitehall Inn's fabulous fruit fritters.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Mike, and many more. Love, Adam Sternberg. Thank you, Adam. P.S. In the Buy Something, Say Something department, an audiobook that my daughter recorded recently got published on Amazon. And when I promoted it on Facebook, this proud papa shared it through the link on MikeOMaraShow.com. So everyone who orders from my post is doing it through the website. Ka-ching.
That's hey, right.
Adam. Good Adam. Man. Ka-ching. Good man.
Guys, one-figure checks for everybody. Hello, boys. Final letter. I just heard that your favorite website purchased my favorite grocery chain. Is there any chance Amazon clicked the shopping cart on the TMOS app when they purchased Whole Foods? Wow. That'd be a bit of a game changer, wouldn't it, fellas?
Would be great percentage.
One stipulation here in Article 9. We're going to use the TMOS app, click through the portal, and shop for this entire industry.
Other than that, the deal is a go.
Yes.
Yeah, because that purchase percentage would be really good for the show. I disagree. No, just wondering, sincerely, my brother Julius. He's my twin brother. That's all, and we can move on now. Thank you for your letters. I appreciate that. We will move on to more fun baby. And more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm coming home
now, right away. And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to talk about our bonus packages. This week on the bonus show, we have an onion peeling like you would not believe.
Great episode.
We have a psychotherapy session about the workings of the show and what we all do and what we all need. And it's very inside, and I think it's very honest, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Let me tell you about the bonus
packages.
And we
talk about porn.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. We get into porn in a really nasty way.
No, it wasn't a gross way. I thought it was very... It was
analytical,
more,
I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Avant-garde.
Made me a little
uneasy. That's what it was.
But don't be a tick, okay? Don't be a bloodsucker,
right?
Please, subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. You're going to love all the podcasting Lyme disease that we offer you. The bonus show makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth. No censorship, no commercials, no ticks. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. Years.
Years.
We're talking years,
years and years.
Delightful years to come.
Years.
Thank you in advance. Welcome back to the show. I am delighted to tell you that we are getting ready for the trip up to the Great White North.
Is packing complete?
We don't pack because we got a lot of it. It's totally different. It's so different up there with what you wear and what you do that we kind of leave everything behind. And then I just bring a bunch of show equipment and some TV stuff. And, I bring my DirecTV basically with me up to
right.
that house. That's how it works.
Because we were to prepare for this trip right at bedtime, which would be like maybe 10:30, I would be headed to the bedroom and Carrie would be dumping clothes fresh from the dryer on the bed. So it would stop everything in its... And I want to know...
Well, that's lazy.
Well, yes, it is. It's very lazy.
Well, would she be assuming that you're going to take care of it?
No, she would just be assuming that she'll take care of it when she's ready. But until then, it must inconvenience everybody.
So have you gone on many trips where you had like freshly, at least it's washed laundry, but just thrown in a suitcase?
Wrinkled.
No, it's always... We always fold it for the suitcase.
You fold it, okay.
But I mean, there is no advance thought.
Or you do.
We.
Okay.
We. And here's a tip,
lucky.
Oscar. You
I'm
want a pro
lucky.
Tip? When you pack for a suitcase, roll your clothes instead of folding them.
I am blessed. But I've also set up this hierarchy in my own home. Shannon packs my suitcase when I go away.
He's giving his fiance props for packing, and he can't even do it without... No. Without saying that he created,
and I came, and I came home yesterday, and I needed something from my suitcase, and I said, "Did you unpack my suitcase?" And she said, "No." I said, "Well, come on, Shannon, like A game."
Yeah,
I know I've been gone for some time now.
Right.
Come on, help me.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
A little something.
Bill's got to get paid. I don't stop doing that.
Right.
Would you like to know my directive last night?
Yeah.
My directive last night was put out three outfits you want to wear for the trip.
Outfits. Fabulous outfits.
Yeah. Well, outfits, you know.
Yeah.
Pants and shirt.
Mike O'Mara's outfits have been designed by Bob Mackie.
Shut up. Shut up. So I put up my fabulous sequin black dress.
We have to pull over at Maryland House. It's time for a costume change.
Get your heels. Outfit. The ones with the fish in the heels.
Disco Stew.
So I put three costumes on the bed that I'll be wearing my costumes. A chase.
Carla, have you put my boutonnieres in water yet? I hate a wilted carnation. You'll need three large pins.
I'm performing at Hello Dolly on Saturday.
Remember to get the right hat boxes for the correct hats. They have to match.
If they don't match, the brim will crease.
Where's my purple outfit? Where's my purple outfit that I'll be wearing?
See, essentially did for you what she probably did to little Michael. Now pick out the clothes you want to wear in Maine.
That's exactly what she did.
And
that's
you know what? By doing that, not only do you have your outfits ready, it also keeps you out of her hair because it gave you a project.
When I get to Maine, I'll have a closet full of stuff, but it might be, you know, it's the Jackie Gleason rule. It's the Jackie Gleason rule. I don't know whether I'm going to have my fat clothes or my skinny clothes up there. So I don't know what's going to be happening, you know? And I'm on the, Carla claims, another thing she does, I never talk about this. She actually documents, keeps a log of how much I weigh. She actually writes it down.
Yeah,
so
for insurance purposes.
She says, this shows you how much progress I've made. She says that the weight I will be when I arrive in Maine, will be the weight I was when I left Maine over a year ago.
That's almost magical.
So almost 2 years.
Is that, is that good or bad?
No, it's not. It's neither. It's neither. It's like a push. It's not really bad.
Baby, you're
really
the greatest.
maybe she's forecasting your. Maybe she is forecasting your wardrobe up there.
Could be.
Not that complicated.
It's the weather wardrobe.
It's not really quite that bad.
Everything's going to fit. You're the same.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Do we have to break again?
We really should break, Mike, if that's convenient.
We'll take a break here. When we come back, let me see. I want to make sure I get everything in here. I want to talk about some tech stuff if we can.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I want to talk about refurbished computers.
Oh, please.
I've been thinking about computers since I'm using them so much with my job.
Yes.
I'm an idiot. Happy birthday to me. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, talking about tech.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
Ooh. And this is Todd Moore.
New show Sunday. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news.
Tom will hit someone on this Tesla on a bike.
You need to own. And it's absolutely free. So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
No. Just banging into kids on bikes.
I think the kid was in fault.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yeah. Let's bring Gene Simmons in to talk about Amazon. Gene, can you come in here for a second, please? Is this the one that I'm supposed to read?
Yes, Gene, read that one.
All right.
It's all on the paper.
You're the best. You guys are doing it. And we love that you're following our instructions. Because you're buying things and you're saying things. That's how you make Amazon work for everybody. Just remember, if you buy something, say something. You gotta get the word out. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell somebody. Rob Spiewak's here with an Amazon say something, buy something letter.
How you doing, Gene?
Mysteriously, my pants have fallen.
No. I want you, if you have a chance, to say hi and thank you to Allie Rivera, because she bought her dad an Amazon Echo for Father's Day through our Amazon link, and mom felt left out, so she bought her an iPad
through our Amazon link. That's so sweet.
That's great,
hello,
isn't it?
Allie.
Thank you, Allie.
This is Gene Simmons. Allie, if you ever get a chance to come backstage to one of my concerts.
Hey, Gene, no. Gene,
I'd love to spend some quality time.
Come on.
A lot of accidents happen backstage.
You know, I'm from Israel.
Yes. Yes, you are.
I will go full Israeli for the end of this Amazon commercial.
Oh, I love it. Look forward to it.
ShoppingAmazon.com, this way it changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. So, when you use Amazon, please access via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and tell us about it.
Hey, Gene, you want to be careful because I think that ant wants to steal your meatball.
I got to get that meatball. This is Gene Simmons for Amazon. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show. So I get a Facebook is
marvelous.
It's doing more now to me than it's done before. I mentioned that I got the like the hookers that are wanting to be friends, and then
two or three a day, yeah.
And that's
well,
like
you're getting
all
pop-ups
over the place.
On your page.
I'm getting pop-ups. I got the Amazon set. Amazon today sent me a thing that said, great prices on refurbished Mac AirBook Pros.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it because it intrigued me.
Yes.
It was compelling.
So, it was compelling. Excuse me. Gene, can you come back
oh,
in here?
Oh, no, he's back.
How was your special birthday low-calorie French toast that you had with the candles in it this morning?
Well, candles!
Great, Gene. Thank you very much, yeah.
Wow.
She put three.
That's sweet.
She put three candles.
Bye, Gene.
Bye. Boom. He's out the door. How can he say something?
He throws his voice.
Yeah.
Lots of special effects in a kid's show.
That. Mike, are you saying that you are in the market for a used or new used computer?
Here it is.
I have
recently gone full... Apple technology in my home. I have gone to everything, and I'm really enjoying the capabilities of the best purchase I've ever made was a MacBook Air. I have to tell you that. I don't mind who knows that. I'm plugging it because
love it.
It's really transformed the way I do the show, and I get everything on it, and I watch, you know, I get it. I live with it. I live with this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm with this all the time. So I'm thinking, though, about greater capability because I'm wanting to use it for more things, and that's why I was intrigued. My question to you, when something is refurbished, I recently bought an iPad that I believe was a refurbished iPad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when it arrived like in a plain box with like very little of the accoutrement that comes with
not you know, original
like
packaging
manual,
as they would
like
say.
Like a charging cord, like all that. It doesn't have a lot of that, but you know, I've been using it on the show and it's working fine.
Yes.
And my question is what your opinion is, Mr. Tech Guru, host of Tech 411 with Todd Moore.
Thank you.
You know, I'm just curious what's your opinion of this?
I think that if you know the person who's selling you the refurbished computer and you trust them and you're able to get the entire hard drive cleared, that's not a bad option. But to buy one online, I think, especially if you're not getting from a trusted vendor, I think that, and Pony, you can back me up, that's a risk you don't want to take because especially with all the banking and bill paying and information.
What if
one
it's
puts
certified with that Amazon thing?
I don't know enough about that, Mike. I really don't. I'd be lying to you if I said.
Do
okay,
they not
this is what
sell refurbished stuff through the Apple Store as well? You can
they,
get a
they
refurbished
do that as well.
And I think that might be if you wanted to.
But it's more expensive that way.
Yeah, but also, can you put a price on peace of mind?
I would also ask what. Because I, as far as work,
here we go. I know what's coming.
As far as
what I need it for,
as far as workload is concerned, what do you need it for?
You know, Daddy, I need it because I want it. Okay, that's what one. I might just want a new, fresh one. You know, I don't need one. I don't need one at all. It's not what I would. I'm just curious. I'm curious, and I look at. Things,
I look
at things that I don't need every day of the week.
I do the same thing. I'll go online. Like, oh, that would be amazing.
Are you referring to us?
How many people do this? No.
Your window shop. Your window shop.
I need you guys. I window shop all the time.
Well, that's
I look
fun.
At houses.
Yeah,
I look at cars. Yeah. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that maybe by doing it online the way we all do it now, it's less of an envious situation than if you would bump into something. Like you'd be out and about and you'd see an automobile. Everybody knows what everything is now because we've got computers. Everybody knows what everything looks like. So I find it less of a big deal. I look at houses all the time. I look at expensive houses all the time.
Oh, that would be too depressing to me.
But no, it's not. Let me tell you why it's not. Because you look at it and, you know, Carl and I for years here, down here, have thought that we need one more bedroom for when my daughters visit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been out to houses, got names of realtors that send us every day different houses. And what you learn is that you pick out a price point and you learn how much sameness there is in the world.
Oh, wow.
Unless you make, you know, $10 million and then you can, you know, get every little thing you want. But even with
what speaks to that, Mike, do you remember when I used to do those horrible car infomercials?
Yes.
On WJFK, that was when the internet was starting to take off.
Yes.
And,
dial up.
And what they had to say is that really, really, there's no great
automotive deals for new cars anymore because people right. could research and combine and compare 50
you
dealerships.
Get the best deal.
And so, I mean, they really eliminated all the BS. And
but
that's,
if you get
that's
your
what's
Kia
happening
at
now.
Facilo Kia, yes. Billy may be on the showroom floor and he may just walk over at a moment's notice and rip up your contract.
That would be huge.
That's incredible. He had a lady from Ecuador who burst into tears, and I actually got a little verklempt looking at Billy. Hugging the lady.
You know,
and then he hired her for three commercials.
Hey, call again.
Caroline.
I will. I do.
I so desperately love him. I want him on this show.
We will have
him.
We'll get
this show. I want Billy Facillo to come on the show. I tell him I will take a microphone down to his office in Cape Coral, Florida, and I will walk into his showroom, and I will give it, and he'll be able to plug away about how many dealerships he has, his 600 dealerships.
Well, he's a cartoon character.
Well, the problem is, Mike, I've been dealing with his lady, and the problem is he's shy.
What exactly do they say to you when you contact
them? They say we will speak to Mr. Facillo and get back to you, and then they never get back to me. I call down about every 2 weeks.
What about taking this tack? You instead of asking, you say, it is a shame that you are doing Mr. Facillo a disservice by not letting him come on this program.
All right. Hardball.
Next week, do you have their number? Do you have their number, the lady?
I do. Amy Homa is her
name. Next number, next week on the show, we are calling them. On the show.
Direct.
And I will speak to them. I will speak to them and I will profess my love to Billy Facillo and how much I enjoy that. Rob, there was one thing before we get out of here that we were going to kick over from the bonus show that we didn't get to today. Do we have time to do it?
We have a few minutes here and I think we can do this because I think it's something you need to know. This is the headline from USA Today, America's first full-color newspaper.
Yes.
Old dads produce geekier sons.
Thank you.
And the headline is, Dads, if you want your son or daughter to embody all the great benefits of geekiness, the social awkwardness, unabashed smarts, and laser focus, wait to have kids until you're older. So is this a plus or a minus in your eye? Because you would say you're an older dad.
There will be a story within News You May Not Need today that I think people will find very, very interesting. And I am, I can only tell you this. And I'm gonna get serious for 1 second here because I have to. My birthday consisted of Carla going out to Bass Pro Shops and buying a couple of great t-shirts. And I was very, very grateful for what I had. I woke up this morning. I am actually going to surprise myself and get emotional. And I thought about how, I swear to God, how fortunate I am, in my life. And I don't know that as a young father, whether I would have any concept of it. I really don't. That's not to say that kids aren't wonderful and young dads can't recognize this because they're maybe more emotionally developed than I am. But at my age, as my son came running into the room and we were all just sitting there and they both left the room and I was sitting there with my computer doing show prep, getting ready to come in here and do this, which I love to do. And I just had this overwhelming feeling of having this procedure in back of me and getting through some of this stuff of a moment in time that I'm going to take a note of. And because my birthday gift was my life. And I mean it. I don't like to talk like this because my feeling is it's much more fun if you slip on a banana peel and crack open your head, people will respond to it. But I have to be full disclosure and honest here when I say in that moment, I said, this is just one of the just periods of time where, you know, we're getting ready to take this ridiculously long car ride, but it was just a moment where I was grateful for everything. And I swear to God, that's how I feel about life. I feel grateful. I feel tremendously grateful. And I have to say it. Every now and then I have to lay that on people. I hate it.
Hate it.
I think it's important. And let me add this. Mike, while that was beautiful, let's not forget that they rolled Father's Day into your birthday.
True.
So
with that said,
you should have had at least four t-shirts.
Yes.
But I'm wearing it right now. I got it in my Bass
Pro Shops.
It's
very sweet. Very sweet.
My smaller Bass, my smaller size that I've gone to that is now too big for me, which is fun too.
1X? Like
that's part of not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. They run small, and I'm saying, but I'm knocking. If I wore the 1X right now, it might be a little breastology.
Well, you know what? That's not a bad. That works for Dan O'Brien.
Do it. I could do it, but I'm on the, you know, I'm on the,
I told Pony
XL
yesterday
will be my destination size.
I told Pony yesterday as we left the studio that really the takeaway from yesterday's show was Dan O'Brien needs every garment a half size bigger. Yes. And it's not just his shirt anymore.
Now but it's okay. It's, by the way, it's okay if you're Jason Day. It's okay if you're Rory McIlroy. It's okay if you're LeBron James. It's not okay if you're a schlub DJ who has been gelatinous since his sophomore year at American University. It just doesn't well, work that way, you know?
Captain Gelatin, let me tell you this.
Yes, go ahead.
What is exciting is that they've noticed that this Geek Index, and it's funny to say Geek Index, and it sort of has a negative connotation, but being an older father, research has shown is that because of your advanced paternal age, older dads are more rooted in careers, and they also have a higher socioeconomic status because they've been at it longer, meaning that their kids, like little Michael, are likely to grow up with a better education from a more enriching environment. So the fact that you waited a while gives him a leg up, so good for you.
Well, I'm more poor today than I was 10 years ago, so the fact
that... Yeah, that doesn't apply to Mike.
Well, I'd say that...
I'm no talking about the actual,
but you can show him pictures of how it used to be.
Yeah. This was Daddy's Mercedes. This was Daddy's pool. This was Daddy's life.
This was Daddy's ex-wives.
Oh, you know what? Hey, you know what I was talking about that thing this time in my life? Check that. DGAs.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's you know, let's go to break. Gotta pay the light bill. Some more spots. Buy more advertising. Go to Amazon more. I need it, okay? I'd like to get that kid out of the charter school if it's possible. Thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Laser focus, that kid. Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm in the place where I come let go. In
Miami, the base and the sunset low. There's plenty of questions on this week's AmeriCast.
Don't get your palms all sweaty.
Will Rob and Joe go to Kuwait?
You son of a bitch.
Will Mac ditch school? And will Rob and Katie make a movie?
This is either our best or our worst episode.
Dividing the answers this week with Marcus is Rob and Joe Superfan Mac Bertson.
This guy doesn't look like Birdman. He looks like an accountant.
Download AmeriCast today on iTunes or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
How was the theatrical presentation last night? You were on the Murder Mystery Theater show last
night. It was
night,
their
Rob
Back
Spiewak.
To the 80s show. It was the third of their murder mysteries that I've seen, and it was their best one.
Oh, cool.
It was really, really a blast. It was good
How
stuff.
Was your performance?
Fantastic. I would have to say perfect.
Were you in the crowd again?
I played Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago. A murder suspect.
That's
and I
awesome.
Cannot reveal if I was guilty or innocent, but I had a lot of fun. Justin Schlegel, who's the star of the show and hosts the morning show at 98 Rock, who
right.
loves this show. We've got to get him in
He's
here.
A great guy.
He's amazingly talented.
Let's say, you know, and I'd like to go up back to 98 Rock when I get a chance, too. I'd like to stop in and visit with those guys.
Mike, you don't
know?
Stop
You'll be
in
there
and visit
like,
with us.
Like 1:30 on Saturday, right?
Yeah,
is that when you'll be going way, through Baltimore?
Oh, incidentally, based on his experience with us, tell him I'll go on that show you know, for 4 hours and I'll trash Mickey. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Get back my mics!
Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
Jerk store.
So we've told you about Cornerstone First Financial. You know, they're our office mates. No, I like Mickey. You know about Tater. You know they handled Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king. Were you treated like a king, Oscar Santana?
Yeah, I would say that Mark Livingston and his crew treated me better than Mickey Coachella! Well,
if such a thing is possible.
If you're even thinking about a refi...
Like a friend, not a foe.
Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. Our friends at Cornerstone will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily and show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt. Cornerstone First Financial. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. Click their banner on our website or call that number again, 202-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. And we're good buddies. We love them. Cornerstone First Financial, everybody.
News.
News.
Tom Cruise was still a relative unknown when he was filming Risky Business in 1982. I think most of us know that.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop him from pulling all the tail he could handle.
Nice.
Yeah, Rob's trying to book this guy, Curtis Armstrong, yes, on the show. Mm, and
he's got a book.
He's Booger, by the way, from Revenge of the Nerds. You know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He played Tom's buddy Miles in that movie. He was actually fantastic in Risky Business.
Great in Moonlighting. Remember, he played Herbert Viola, who was
there's been so many things.
We've got a good chance of booking him, right?
I believe so, yes.
Actually, a good chance of booking him on the show. He's got a book out. It's coming out in a few weeks. It's called Revenge of the Nerd, and this is great. He shares his memories of making Risky Business with Tom in Chicago in the summer of 1982. Curtis liked Tom, but he couldn't get him to go out with the guys after work. Tom would always say he wanted to go back and study his lines and then read the Bible before bed. At the time, Tom was a born-again Christian, but apparently...
This is before Scientology.
But they were lined up outside his hotel room, so he was getting it done. We'll have to ask Curtis that when he comes back.
Yes, absolutely.
And who was his co-star at that time? Rebecca
De Mornay.
Yeah.
But also Sarah Partridge.
Sarah Partridge, Gary Stein's wife.
Yeah, in that movie.
What is she?
You didn't know that? She's a sister, right?
She was Kessler the babysitter from the dream sequence.
Yeah.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. She went on a couple dates with Tom Cruise, and then he kicked her to the curb.
Wow. Mm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Small world.
And then I married her. Buy a t-shirt.
Kate Beckinsale isn't single anymore. She's got a new man, and he's not even half her age. Kate turns 44 next month, and her new boyfriend, Matt Rife, is only 21. That is disgusting.
You don't appreciate an age variance in a marriage,
no,
Mike?
No, it makes me sick.
Must be serendipity.
They've been together for a few months now. Hey, you know what? 44, Kate Beckinsale still catches.
Oh, yeah.
Concerned. Uh-huh. Source says, quote, everyone in Kate's circle loves Matt and are so supportive of this relationship. He really is the sweetest guy and makes her so happy. Her entire family thinks he is the nicest and most lovely person. Matt is a comedian / actor who's best known for his appearances. This is for Oscar if you've seen it on MTV's Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
Have you seen Wildin' Out?
Nick Cannon is his program.
Isn't that the show where he has to buy a house on a lake?
No, it's a show where he's got abs and he's dreamy and he gets to date anyone.
I see.
On Tuesday, he may have been hinting at their relationship when he posted a picture of himself on Instagram standing next to a sign for a senior citizen center. That's funny. I like that, so who cares?
It works both ways.
Yes.
There was talk that the hung jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault case was split down the middle, but apparently they were closer to a conviction than that. An anonymous juror told ABC News that 10 of the 12 jurors thought he was guilty. I've read a lot online that people say they might have purchased a couple of them. Who the hell knows?
Mm.
That was for the first count of felony aggravated indecent assault. 10 of the jurors said guilty. 2 did not. There were 2 other counts against Cosby, but those were also deadlocked. On the second count that accuser Andrea Constand was unconscious during the incident, the vote was actually 11-1 to acquit. On the third count, that the alleged assault occurred after Cosby gave her drugs without her knowledge, the jury was deadlocked at 10-2 again to convict. The juror said that on counts 1 and 3, the 2 holdouts were, quote, not moving no matter what. So, make of that what you will. Be suspicious. Who knows? That's the way that goes. The website Wallet Hub just ranked every state from the best place for a summer road trip to the worst.
Hey, you're having your birthday trip today.
Yes, they used I think I might be okay here. They used criteria like gas prices, tolls, quality of the roads, accident rates, attractions, weather, and scenery. The top 10 states for road trips. These are the top 10.
Yeah.
Ready.
Oregon. I'd love to do that.
I
would love to take
Grandpa
a road
Bob
trip
lived
Oregon.
There for a while.
That's
he loved Oregon.
Not the Pine Tree State, right?
No. That is not. Maine is the Pine Tree State. Oregon, these are the best ones. Oregon, Utah, Washington, North Carolina. Hey, I'll be driving through there. I'm not going
really?
Through the good part. I'm not driving through the good part.
Oh, I like when the road is really flat by the burning fires. That's the prettiest part.
Louisiana. We'll see you in November, everybody. Mm-hmm. Texas. These are the good ones for a road
Don't
trip.
Don't mess with Texas.
We heard the great state of Nevada. Lots of fans out in Nevada. Minnesota, California, and Colorado. Here are the 10 worst states.
Oh, we're so glad you're driving through our state then in Minnesota.
The poor worst states. There's one state here that gets it every
punching
single
bag,
worst.
Is it?
Worst, for, we'll drive through this one. Not looking forward to it. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, Delaware, Arkansas, Kansas, New Jersey, and Montana, and once again, Mississippi.
Poor Mississippi.
It's
always the worst.
Down. Most of those, I think, are toll ridden. They've got the Pennsylvania tolls, Jersey tolls, Delaware tolls.
A 10-year-old named Xander Rose lives up in Nova Scotia, and he's been dealing with bullies for years. He says pretty much everyone at school picks on him, except his brother and one buddy that he has. That sucks. But he's really into biking culture, the Harley kind, not the Lance Armstrong kind. So his mom recently reached out to a group of bikers called Defenders of the Children. And yesterday, dozens of big, burly dudes on bikes showed up to escort him to school as a show of force so other kids know they've got his back. At least one report put the final count at 200 bikers.
Yeah!
They met up in a parking lot and all rode to his house together to pick him up. Then he showed up at school on the back of a Harley in full biker gear, and a bunch of them walked him to the front door of the school before he went in. That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
The school year's almost over, but hopefully he'll have an easier time next year. He'll also get to meet up with some of his new biker friends again at a big rally that's happening next month. I always think that's sweet when the big bikers do that.
I wish him all the best, but tomorrow might not go so well.
Yeah,
he shows up without the bikers.
I have a new slogan about bikers because I've been one for a number of years, and I've been on many, many biker rallies, and all the way from guys that might be scary to the guys that do it just for fun. And remember, bikers, they're not burly, they're fat. Thank you. Tomorrow, now a little something. Tomorrow is apparently Take Your Pet to Work Day, but according to a new survey, there are plenty of people who don't need some made-up holiday to bring their dog or cat to the job. The survey found that half of dog owners who work at pet-friendly places bring their dog in at least once a week, and 20% bring it in pretty much daily.
Wow.
19% of cat owners also bring their cat in pretty much every day, and I am here to announce a new special event that I'm extremely excited
about.
It's an exclusive right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, okay?
Yeah.
It's Leave Your Pets with the Babysitter for the Entire Summer Day.
Hey, Mike, you can make every day a holiday.
See you later. Bye, Frankie. Have a great summer. No barking. Yay. Yeah, that's it. Maybe that's
hope AC's on all summer.
Happy birthday to me.
Water dish is empty. You'll be all right.
Have you gone out to the garden in the last couple of days?
Mike, what's weird is that it's been so hot and dry up here that I only have for you today succulent sounds.
Oh, delicious succulent sounds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that. We'll have Rob's audio about when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
It's so gross to me when you've got the bad girls that are just like trying to be as bad as they
Mike,
can.
Mike, your
be.
New porn film is here.
Hi, how are you? Listen, I brought a pizza over. I've been watching you for about a week now. Well, come on in. And then it'll get ruined by the two girls, Ginger and Bambi, that come in. Okay? Here's Ginger and Bambi.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. That's 5 hours a week. Just enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Disgusting show.
Horrible.
Do not listen to it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, musicians. There is still time. November 4th, 2017, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live and NOLA. All we want you to do is send a note and a video sample of your work, and you could be on stage with us. Send it to band. If you know somebody that's got a band, especially down in the South, that don't have to drive that far, band@MikeOMaraShow.com. Come down to the House of Blues in New Orleans, a great music venue, a venue that Rob and I have been to and seen Foreigner up on stage.
Amazing. Steve Cropper, Felix Cavieri. It was an amazing show.
Great, great stage for music. Great, great stage for our show. We want you to be a part of it. Just click the TMOS Live button on our website and send it to band@MikeOMaraShow.com. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, June 22nd, 2017, a national holiday. Take it away, Rob.
We got very lucky. After they left the studio, Mike and Penny Dye actually sent me a clip of their episode of their reality show. I'd like to share that with you now, if I may.
Let's listen.
Okay?
Come down for moose soup after!
That's right, when he falls out of the boat.
Our new favorite tape of the week. I love that.
I sent you the full video. I hope you got a chance to check your Facebook. It's in
I haven't seen it. I'll watch
Facebook
it right
message
after the show.
And you'll also get to hear...
Oh, dirty son of a...
Okay. We like to follow the political spectrum on this show, and when someone picks up a big endorsement, they're almost guaranteed to win an election, right? So, Mike, I don't know if you're familiar with a man named Glenn Jacobs.
No,
but he wrestled under the name of Kane. And wrestler Kane is running to be the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. Mm. And I think he's got it sewed up because he picked up the endorsement of Ric Flair.
Hey, this is the natural Ric Flair telling all of Knoxville, Tennessee that on July...
How's Ric Flair's teeth sound, Mike? I want you to really focus on the upper plate, if you
can. Sure.
The natural Ric Flair telling all of Knoxville, Tennessee that on July 12th, I will be there.
Yes.
Live and in color. To support my very close friend, Glenn Jacobs, in his attempt to become the mayor of Knoxville. Make no mistake, we want to see thousands of you out there. There's only one Glenn Jacobs, there's only one Kane, and only one Nature Boy who's coming to town to support Mr. Glenn Jacobs.
That's right.
It slipped. That political announcement brought to you by Denture Cream.
Come down for moose soup after.
Woo! There was a trending video on YouTube yesterday where they asked a lot of people the weirdest place they ever had sexual intercourse.
On the porch, negative 30 degrees in the wintertime.
My work.
Probably a pool table.
Movie theater. Front row.
On the floor, under the stairs, in a client's house.
Behind a diorama at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. I think it was elephants or dinosaurs.
In front of the lobster shop.
In the garage.
In the parking lot of a casino.
Parking lot of Bank of America.
School parking lot?
My mom's van. Sorry, Mom.
On the wall behind the LA Fitness.
Underneath a bridge.
In an alley in South Korea.
An antique shop.
I actually, never had it.
I've never had sex, so I can't answer that.
In a church.
Church.
So I'm probably going to hell, but.
In the living room. The whole family was in the room.
On a stool with three legs.
Kitchen table.
Kitchen counter.
A storage locker.
My grandparents' bed.
Wow. Woo! Come down for moose soup after!
Moose, Mike, there's nothing better than post-coital moose soup. But some of those were just, I don't understand doing it in the room with the family there.
That's the one that stuck out to me. That's the one that's
but
like,
I did
okay,
like the diorama at the museum.
But I mean, if you're in the living room with the whole family in there, that had to be interesting.
Yeah. You know? I guess probably a blanket.
Sleeping,
had to be involved. Could be asleep.
Falling asleep
in front
of the TV, you know?
No, you're talking a little like Larry King.
Yeah. Did you fall asleep with
the parents? Was there a blanket?
Were they on the couch and you were on another? Is that the way?
Was it a sectional?
Can you come down for moose soup after?
Well, that tape did remind me of a classic tape, and so now let's jump into the Rob Spiewak Audio Vault archive from the Newlywed Game.
Girls, tell me where specifically is the weirdest place that you personally, girls, have ever gotten the urge to make whoopee? Olga?
Go ahead.
Bad place, right?
Yes, in the bad place.
That's what she said.
That's right. Olga, Mike. It was Olga who liked that.
Yeah. Olga liked that.
Olga did like that. And then after...
Come down for moose soup after!
So I think we've established on this show that Nickelback, the band, gets a lot of hate, a lot of bad press, and just a lot of bad...
A lot of guff
thrown towards them. And Chad Kroeger, who is the face of Nickelback, and that's what you want to be, was interviewed this week. And he was talking about how great Nickelback was and then cast what they say side eye, Mike, threw some shade at the band that's so hot right now, Stone Sour.
I can't think of another band that's as diverse as we are. I can't. And I don't think that's me talking from pride or ego. I mean, you're sitting across the table. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you name me another band that could play?
I would say Stone Sour right out of the...
Yeah, because they're trying to be Nickelback. Okay.
Damn.
They're not as good as Nickelback.
Okay.
They sound like Nickelback Light.
That, now you're
wondering
why
Nickelback
people hate you.
Light.
That's why they hate him.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's why they hate Nickelback. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did Chad Kroeger date Avril Lavigne for years at one point?
Is that the case?
Yes, they did date. I remember
I think they
that.
Might be married.
They might be married now?
Yeah, I think so.
No!
Hey, Chad you, Kroger. I don't like your boyfriend.
Skater girl.
That's right. He's a later boy. a quick salute to Warren Sapp, who this week made a very cool announcement. This is not funny, but I think this is very awesome what he's doing.
My whole thing when I started playing the game was,
I wanted this game to be better when I left than when I got into it. And that's the reason I'm donating my brain to the Concussion Legacy Foundation. The game is getting better. Let's just make it all the way better for everybody involved, especially the youth. Let's get the research, let's apply the knowledge, and let's make it all better for everybody.
And I love the fact that a real billboard NFL player is not putting the concussion thing aside and calling attention to it.
Yeah,
because it does. It does. It's something that's not going to go away
and
in reality.
And I think that's great because what that does is not only obviously the scientific benefits of doing it, but he still spotlights it. And you still got to remember.
And I think that's the most value right there. It keeps it in the news.
We talked to Dominique Foxworth and he's come in here and, you know, this is still a big deal.
It's a big deal.
This is still a big deal in all sports. It really is. I think it's Sidney Crosby, as much as he's the hated enemy of the Pittsburgh Penguins. You think about his noggin and how many times he gets whacked like he did by Niskanen in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You wonder whether that's going to be cumulative or not.
So don't forget that, folks. Remember, that's still happening each and every day. And Mike, you broke the story yesterday that Daniel Day-Lewis was retiring from acting. Now, Hollywood reacts.
Academy Award-winning actor Daniel Day-Lewis announced yesterday that he's retiring from acting, and Vin Diesel announced he's going to start.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Happy birthday, Mike. Have a safe trip. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
I am looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. I got it.
Oh, good song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just said we'd end with a different one. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS, everybody. Don't forget the update, our brand new app today at Unlike the Live 24/7 stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll be calling from the road tomorrow for the show. And then I'll be back up in Maine on Monday. So we look forward to talking to you then. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Woo! Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.